All right. Welcome into the Saturday night edition of the Section 304 podcast, where Yost is drinking beers and we're talking ears. I know we said we
what
were...
What kind of beer is that?
It's from Brew Dogs. It's called Elvis Juice.
Elvis Juice.
Elvis
He's
Juice.
So Elvis Juice.
He's so fancy. Why the fuck
Pinky
would you...
You need a... Elvis you know juice. The Elvis sandwich?
No.
Elvis oh, used the peanut to butter, haul yeah, out the... a fucking loaf of bread with a pound of bacon, a jar of peanut butter, and a jar of jelly. You
Hell
need
yeah.
one of those.
I could eat one.
It's disgusting. But I know we said we were going to be off for a while. There's just
Wrong.
Too much... Wrong. There's just too much going on in the universe, WVU universe, the sports universe, for us to take
well,
a
fuck
break.
Fuck that break. Yeah. I off till August. Why? What's the point? Is it so hard to come and sit down somewhere for 45 minutes once a week?
Lou's
I don't think so.
Lou's going to come kick Durrett's ass.
Yeah.
Lou ain't going to kick shit. Lou can take his break to go fix his hair and get his plugs installed and do whatever he's doing. But
get on the Dana plan?
Yeah. Lou, the Rich Rod plan.
Rich Rod plan.
The LeBron plan. I was looking at LeBron's hairline today. That thing.
Well, he ain't in the playoffs, no. So he got plenty of time to get that shit fixed. And Space Jam 2 is coming up, and now that they're shooting in 4K, Bronny's hairline would really show through.
I'm going to go do the Urlacher thing.
Just shave your head?
He got plugs.
He
got plugs.
It was something.
It's basically plugs. Yeah, he's got a full head of hair. And you could tell when he was playing, his shit was way back.
He had the Javon Carter going on.
Because his shit was way back. His hairline was pushed back super far. But, yeah, there's no reason to fucking be off to August. We'll get here at least once a week. Maybe sometimes if we feel good.
We were going to start at 7, and we had a little bit of a delayed start because the Mounties just pulled out a big win against Texas.
Yes.
To take the weekend series.
Yeah, two up.
They hit a walk-off homer last night, I believe.
No,
that was a walk-off.
It was in the eighth, but it was a big.
But it put them up.
Yeah.
They were down. They were down, 3-1, hit that homer.
I've never been a baseball guy. I got to be honest about that. But if we're going to start winning, I'm in.
I'm telling you, Randy Mazey.
I'm a shameless bandwagon hopper.
I love baseball.
At least you're shameless.
I love baseball. And I will tell you, Randy Mazey is doing big things with WVU baseball.
We're lucky Randy Mazey is still coaching.
Yeah, well, he's had
Randy
offers.
Randy Mazey underwent some procedures on his back.
I heard that.
We're pretty close to putting him down for quite some time, I believe. He had a couple of surgeries that really fucked him up.
He also had a couple offers offseason.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are we in? Second place?
Yeah, I think we're second place in Big 12.
How funny
17th in the nation, I believe.
Yeah, we're ranked. We're in the top 25.
We're knocking on the door hosting a regional.
Be incredible.
Crum will be there. Crum will be parked there.
All
his
all
fucking
in.
Tent pitched out, ready to go.
One of those
up there by
flat
Target.
Bill hats.
No.
That they all wear.
No.
You'll see Crum coming out of Sam's Club on Friday, getting all of his liquor supplies and all of his shit amped up for the region.
How amazing would it be, though, if the baseball team beats the football and basketball team to winning a Big 12 title?
Go for it.
Good.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
I'm all about it.
Because
any title for anything is a good title.
Right.
When we were in school, West Virginia baseball was just an afterthought. It was kind of a joke, to be honest with you.
You kind of went over for Buck Dog Night or something.
That might be due to the coaching and the fact that he once turned away a guy who was drafted.
Yeah.
Not once, but twice by Major League Baseball to join his team. And he was also a four-time collegiate bowl game winner. But he was told he wasn't good enough to play baseball for West Virginia. But I'll be damned if who was it that drafted Pat?
The Angels.
The Angels.
Yeah, I'll be damned if it wasn't the Angels who thought he was. But for some reason, Mr. Van Zandt said, no room for you on my team, son.
Yeah, he told him he pretty much didn't want him playing both football and baseball. And Mazey was, Mazey was open with it.
Yeah, Trey Lowe's on the baseball team, isn't he?
Yeah, and I think, I don't know if he still is. He started off the season, and then with the new coaching change, he's devoted a lot of time to football.
It'd be really
I tell you what, if I'm Trey Lowe, I'm devoting a lot of time to football too, because that quarterback position
It's wide open.
It's yours to be won, pal.
Okay. All right. So you guys weren't here when we discussed the spring game. What were your thoughts?
I was in the thrones of something else when this day after game? The spring game.
No, just come clean.
I.
No one is going to hate on you for.
Well, no, you can't, because even if you do, I don't care. I'm a huge Tiger Woods fan.
Tiger.
And I
Woods,
wasn't
yo.
Here because I refused to sit in the bowels of Crum's house and watch the screen of Tiger overtaking that dirty bastard Francesco Molinari to put on another green jacket. And I had to watch it from a couch, live, up close, and in person. And I'm not going to lie to you either. When he ran out, when he charged off the green and hugged his kid,
I cried.
Maybe there was some salty discharge from my eyes. I don't know. Maybe I cried. Maybe I didn't. That's
I'll say this.
Me and myself.
I enjoy watching golf, but golf is 1,000 times better when Tiger Woods is doing good. When Tiger Woods and is playing at like at the Masters, golf needs that.
And if you've ever watched golf and you've seen all these people talk about him when he was down and how it was never going to happen again, mm-hmm. it's never going to happen. And then all these young guys talking about, I'd really like to get Tiger at his best.
Well, you're going to get
now
it.
Now you got it.
Back up a little bit. He had never come back to win a major.
No.
And he did. He didn't win. He used to just bomb the ball and overpower everyone. He didn't.
He hits the same.
He wasn't in the top 40 in drives.
No. He hits it just a general average distance for tour. He's not doing anything. McIlroy, Johnson, Koepka, those guys are all big guns out there.
The
Gary
veteran
Woodland.
Play, though, was on number 12. When Molinari and Finau hit it into the drink, they went for the pin.
He put it to the center of the green.
And he put it,
left,
took
left
par.
Center.
Took par.
Yeah. That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
Spieth made the same crucial mistake
trying to drive
2 years ago on the par 312,
where
he dunked it in the water, and then he continued to take it from a bad drop zone.
But
and that cost him the tournament.
He held off DJ, off Koepka. I mean, the top 10 was guys. The ballers.
It was a who's who of golf right now. There was Schauffele, Koepka, Fowler, DJ, Francesco Molinari. And Molinari, if you watch golf and you know anything about it, Molinari never comes back. Molinari may not pull away.
Right.
But Francesco Molinari doesn't come back generally to the field. He's a very consistent player who doesn't take a lot of chances. So when he dunked it at 12 and Tiger got his chance, that's when it changed up. But that's where I was the day after the spring game. But
you get a pass, man.
Yeah.
You totally get a pass. That was awesome. That was the best moment of sports for the year.
It's possibly the greatest comeback you'll ever see.
I think it's the best comeback in sports ever. Everyone focuses on all the off-the-field shit with him. Google his list of injuries. It's incredible.
His misdeeds as a husband and whatever he did in his personal life have nothing to do with you. And if you're looking to Tiger Woods as someone who's you're going to tell your kid to be anything other than model yourself after his golf swing or the way he putts or the practice he puts in on the course, that's your problem as a parent, because that's not what he's there for.
No.
And I could care less what any of these guys do personally. I'm just there to watch him hit the golf ball, and I'm there to watch him throw touchdowns. What you're doing personally doesn't affect me at all. And that's the way you got to live it.
Sir Charles said it best.
Yeah,
I'm not a role model. Yeah. All right, so spring game, what'd you guys think? I've already given my thoughts.
The quarterback situation doesn't look great, but Kendall Austin has not been there very long, so you kind of got to wonder how hard it is to grasp on a new offense and his timing with receivers and whatnot. I mean, he had the touchdown ball to
Simmons.
Simmons.
Yeah, I still call him Lil Fufu. That's what his social media shit is. That's what you always see him, Lil Fufu. But he had the touchdown ball to him. His numbers looked pretty good. But overall, I watched not the whole thing. I watched a little bit of it. And I wasn't blown away. And I thought the backfield would be a lot better than what it is. McCoy, I don't believe, played at all.
No.
He was hurt. But what are you going to show in a spring game, really?
Well, and that's what I was talking about. This was more so to watch the excitement from the players. You know, you've got a new coaching staff coming in. everyone is on page one. They're all learning a whole new system. Defense has learned a new system. Offense has learned a new system. Austin Kendall's coming in with receivers that he's might have thrown, I'll give him and say maybe 50 balls to in practice before this game. I mean,
can't really gauge anything. I think
no, but they were having fun. Yeah. I mean, you could tell that the energy was there.
This
right.
was about the fans and introducing Brown to everybody, which it looked like everyone was having a good time.
It was a good crowd. Looked like a good turnout.
18,000.
Yeah, and it really is. It's a level of excitement that you wouldn't have had the change not been made.
Exactly.
Because bottom line, coming off the way it ended in Orlando, had numbnuts stayed, you're not going to have a lot of people there wanting to watch that. And
I'd
nobody's
going
to be interested in him. And the fact that Neil Brown's there, I think a lot of people just wanted to get out, see him, see the staff, just get back to Morgantown. Weather was great. Good day to be there. Baseball series going on.
Right.
Against Texas Tech right after that. So, I mean, it's a good day to get to Morgantown.
New uniforms. Which, I will agree with you.
Why'd you have to go there?
Well,
I've said my piece.
I was going to say, I don't think he'll go back to it.
I've said my piece.
It was anticlimactic. Yeah. I mean, they built this up to just...
I'm over it, man.
No, he's not.
No, I'm not.
Look at him. He's not over it.
I'm pissed we don't have black jerseys.
It happens.
It does.
What
does
it matter? Win 10 games?
Right.
I am not looking at what you're wearing.
Yeah, they can go out there and...
Yeah, you play in your fucking job pink. For all I care if you win 10 games. What do I care? I have no problem with
it. I like them.
I think the
except
white,
for the gray.
I think the white could have had maybe some gold trim around the numbers or something, but I have no problem with them.
I like the gray and blue combination. I don't like the all gray.
I like the all navy. I like the gold neck on the navy. I think the old navy one's the best looking one. I really don't give a shit what they look. I mean, you know, a black uniform would have been cool, but if the players dig it, fuck it. Who cares? I'm of the side that win a game.
Right.
Oregon has 52 uniforms. What the fuck's it matter? They ain't got no natties.
Well, they've been good. That's kind of their deal, though, right?
Phil Knight gives them what they want.
Right.
I mean,
the opposite of that is Alabama. You know, they got two uniforms, road, home, and they have a gazillion trophies.
Yeah. I don't mind them. I think a lot of people were expecting them to be something very over the top. A lot of teams have just gone back to a super clean kind of
right.
Nike themselves have moved it back to like a late 80s, early 90s ish look for most teams. Pitt, they took it back to that nasty blue. Whatever they want to do, you're still Pitt. Doesn't matter. People are going to pay a buck for your tickets, or you're going to give out free hot dogs to kids who stay after half. So no one cares. But, you know.
I still really was hoping that
Black uniform would have been nice.
Black uniform, but Gino tweeting out, jump man.
Gino's a fucking, he's a baby, isn't he?
Man, he's lost it. He has lost it.
Is he still in the league?
No. See, I thought
he was. He's a free agent. Yeah. He was with San Diego last year. But what was that? What's his beef?
For those of you all that don't know,
let me find this tweet from old
Eugene.
Eugene Smith.
He
said, the way I see it, I was never part at Miramar football, which most of y'all should know, but that's where he went to high school and played ball, or at WVU football. Take my name off the books. Hashtag ungrateful. Hashtag you're welcome. Hashtag quit being a little bitch. What are you whining about?
I can't believe he threw
his high school under the bus.
He talked about the former players he talked to. Look here, you haven't talked to any. Every former player that has met Neil Brown has come out and talked about highly of him.
Maybe he was a Holgerson guy. Maybe he was a Dana guy.
Probably not because he talked about the disconnect there between.
What's his beef with it now?
I don't know. He hasn't. He even said in a tweet that he hasn't been back to WVU. So I don't know what you're complaining about.
This could have been. This was all Lou. This could have been Lou's epic rant.
It could have.
Here's the thing with him, not Lou. With Gino. With Gino, if you go out and ask most Mountaineer fans for like a top five least favorite Mountaineer, he's gonna be on a lot of lists.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
why does
he's
everybody
just fucking,
not like him?
Because just look at him.
Jarita's tweet. Blah. Look at him.
He just blah. Like every he comes off as super fucking weird, and he just seems weird. He never seemed like, you know, Tavon and Stedman and those guys always look like they were having fun. He just seemed kind of robotish and not like sociable. And he seemed kind of backwards and
socially awkward to me. He was a little quiet, wasn't he?
Yes.
A little bit quiet.
And he seemed just kind of not superstar-ish. The numbers he was putting up were crazy. But I'm not saying you got to go out there and be a dick. But if you look back, man, he doesn't look like he's a lot of fun to be around.
No. I mean,
he got his lights punched out in New York.
Yeah.
Remember
pay
that?
Pay your debts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He didn't get that in the chops for nothing.
That's kind of a punching a quarterback out. That says a lot about the quarterback.
Yeah, I was going to say, but he was doing this.
Yeah, but I mean, normally if you in the NFL, if you breathe on the quarterback, like you got five linemen coming at
that dude.
That dude got
tossed off the team and ended up in Buffalo. But you know,
well,
pay your fare.
I don't know. I don't care, man. If he wants to come back up to Morgantown. He should be welcome with open arms. He's pissing the fans off, though. That's not a good idea.
He doesn't really have a lot of fans up there. I'm telling you, man. A lot of people. I'm telling you. Throw it up on social media. If you poll it, Gino's not a favorite.
Okay.
Even the
there
thing
we go.
With the other day where I put the bees up there.
All the bees, yeah.
You see people talking Tavon. You see people saying Owen. You see people saying Pat. You see people going back to Jerry White. And I didn't even leave it like sports specific, but you know who you did not see in
Gino
all those comments? He's not a fan. He's just a.
Do you see who I put up there?
Yes.
Yeah. Rogers.
Rat.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, the best Mountaineer ever is Jerry West. I mean, I don't think that's even debatable.
Well,
but
I'll debate it with you.
I was going to put Brady Campbell. I was going to put Brady Campbell's picture up there.
We're not talking about the goddamn.
You said best
mascot.
Mountaineer.
Oh, Brady's a good guy.
Brady is a good guy.
Brady's great. He's one of the best Mountaineers ever, in my opinion.
Well, Gino can just stay in San Diego with Chef Flip and keep training on that boxing.
Probably can't go back to Miramar.
You seen he's doing boxing now?
Who?
Gino. He's
Gino.
Doing boxing lessons. It's not slick.
Does he need to work on his feet?
I can see why that punch got through clean.
All right. Well, enough about Gino Smith. What'd you guys think of the draft?
Let me ask.
Now, are you talking about Mountaineers or are you talking about me personally and my...
Okay.
Can we start with him personally?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Giants. Let's talk about that quarterback. First round.
If you don't know...
Out of Duke.
Diddy is a huge New York
I'm
Giants
I'm in limbo
fan.
Right now. I'm in limbo. I'm wavering.
He's a free... Diddy's a free agent right now. My team's
I'm
out
looking
there.
I'm looking to be wooed by prospective teams looking for fans, but... Nah, man.
Hey, I'm a Bronco fan. Don't get on
this
that
guy's shit. Paxton Lynch 2.0.
Paxton Lynch was trash.
Yeah, what the fuck you think? There's a zero fucking star recruit.
You know what? That's a good.
He was
comparison.
A walk on at Duke. A walk on.
Well, Paxton Lynch got drafted. Drafted on potential only.
Bet Lynch got a scholarship.
No, he was like a fucking. He wasn't even a like a 2-star recruit.
This guy had no stars. None.
I just can't believe they could have had him at the end.
They could have had
round.
Him today.
He could have been Mr. Irrelevant.
He could have been taken today.
Oh, man.
The Giants never won a Super Bowl with offense. The Giants won Super Bowls with a fucking ferocious front of Pierre Paul, Tuck, and Strahan. And they got after quarterbacks, and they brought the noise.
And they ran
and
the fuck out of the ball.
And guess who was sitting there at 6? Allen from Kentucky, who can bring the noise off the edge and probably going to be one of the best players to come out of this draft. But instead, Gettleman fell in love after 3 series. He saw three series at the Senior Bowl, and he fell in love with this 6'7". And the line on him that I read today, post-draft analysis, was not the quarterback we would have selected here. Throws a very good back shoulder fade in the end zone, has to strain to get it deep downfield. Probably would have been there in the later rounds, but if this is who the Giants love, this is Eli's successor, and he's his successor because the coach is fucking Cutcliffe. And someone, your boy Rudy, texted me after they picked him. Rudy sends me a text.
Oh, he's a Giants fan too,
isn't
he? Oh,
yeah, Rudy sends me a text, and he's ecstatic. Oh, what a pick, what a pick, what a pick. Oh, my God. And I said, are you serious? Are you joking with me? Like, you pulling my chain? What are we doing here, Rudy? So there's no way you're excited about this. This is not the guy. I didn't want Haskins, but I didn't want this guy either. I wanted Allen, and then I wanted to take, like, Locke or somebody at 17, and it makes sense because you get your edge rusher first and your defense after you've let Landon Collins walk for whatever reason I still can't figure out, but I'm not a GM, so let me walk it back.
You got Jabril Peppers, though.
He's not Landon Collins,
no,
so let's stop.
Yeah,
but they take this joker, and Rudy says to me, I love the pick. And I said, why? And he said, the coach, Manning, Cutcliffe. And I said, hey, McShay, go fuck yourself and don't ever text me about this again. And that was that. And I still, sitting here on Saturday evening with you guys, I still can't believe what transpired Thursday. And I am wavering very, very, very hard. And Dolan and Gettleman both have ruined New York sports. And,
well,
Dolan has a chance to correct it this summer.
Yeah.
He'll fail, probably.
Yeah, he won't get Durant.
I wouldn't bet on Dolan, I'll tell you that right now.
So,
I'm sure they'll try to find a way to pay Allen Houston.
Allen Houston just got his last check. What are you talking about?
Well, how about the Mountaineers? Five guys drafted.
I think that Slick Will went to probably the worst place he could go.
But
I don't know
he?
About that,
I don't
man.
Know, because
Cam Newton's not very old.
Well, no, but if you're reading stuff coming out of Carolina, like their paper and stuff, they're saying is the Cam Newton era over? Is his contract done? Cam's also coming off a shoulder surgery that you're not sure how he's going to come back from. I mean, there's a lot of factors in there. In my opinion, though, it's a good place for Greer because I don't think Greer didn't need to be thrown into the fire
exactly.
as a starting quarterback.
Exactly.
This will be good. He can learn the NFL.
Yeah.
And then trade him. Release him. Let him be a free agent. Let him go somewhere.
You never know. He could end up being the Panthers quarterback, too. True. I was thinking that Greer played, what, 6 games at Florida?
Yeah.
He played 9 in 2017, or was it 10? And then last year he skipped the bowl game. So he really only played, like, 28 college football games.
Mm-hmm. Right, and put up those numbers.
Yeah, the knock on Greer, from what I read, was he if you disguise coverages on him, he looked lost. I mean, if you're going to man Greer, like, he's deep throws all day. Probably the best deep ball thrower in the draft. Most accurate, at least.
He throws a pretty deep ball.
But in Carolina, he gets a year or two to learn and develop a little bit, and I think he needs that, where he had the shorter college career.
Right. Well, and, I mean, not that I take much of what Kirk Herbstreit says to heart, but
Kirk loves Dwayne.
He talked about, you know, how strong of an arm Greer had. He also talked about the throws he would make, but he said he would also throw the ball even if it wasn't there. So, you know, but I think it also goes back to that learning curve that he didn't have, you know, the 3 years that everyone thinks, 3-4 years in college like everyone else.
Yeah, he's not going to be dependent on – we were just bashing Geno. Geno, in my opinion, he got thrown into a situation of
– yeah.
Situation – a horrible situation.
As much as I don't care for him, and he's probably one of my least favorite Mountaineers, Geno's never been given a shot.
Not really.
I certainly think he could play quarterback in the league. He's never been given a shot. He was with the Jets. He started there, but that was a goddamn sideshow.
The worst offensive – franchise in the league.
Rex Ryan's running that ship straight into hell. And then he goes to New York, and he has the molester put him in to break Eli's streak, and that didn't endear him to anyone. So then he's cut loose in New York, and he goes to San Diego, where Phil Rivers has got to play because he's got 52 children to feed, and he can't retire anytime soon. So now he's looking to go somewhere else, and who knows where he'll land. I mean, I certainly think he can play in the league. Just the fact that he seems to be kind of a loner and somewhat creepy doesn't mean that he can't fling a football.
I'd say he's done, though. He's had, what, an eight-year career, mostly as a backup. That's a pretty good
if
run.
If you get 10 years in, you get a pension and a retirement.
Oh, I thought it was
I think it's 10 years. No. Or 10 or a certain amount of games dressed.
And I'll tell you this. I mean, he's going to get picked up somewhere. I mean, someone's going to use him for a backup just in case.
He'll probably come back to the fucking Giants. Maybe he can show Daniel Jones a thing or two.
But Yadni Kajust went to the Patriots. I thought it was weird. We had back-to-back third-round picks, and then the back-to-back fourth round.
I'm telling you right now, the fourth round's the steals of the draft.
Right.
For me, Gary Jennings going to Seattle.
Oh, man. That's,
maybe one of the best situations yes. any of our players landed in.
Did you know he played biddy ball with
Russell Wilson?
His sister and Russell Wilson coached their basketball team.
I found that out today.
That was interesting.
I saw the tweet from Russell.
No, Gary Jennings is a steal, in my opinion. In
great
two
hands.
Or 3 years, they're going to be like, how in the hell was this guy a fourth-round pick?
He has great hands. He's a pretty good route runner.
4-4 guy.
He gets deep. He can get deep, and he's a burner. And then the Jets got a steal. I mean, they just got Anthony Beck 2.0, and Beck had a pretty solid career in New York.
How about daggum Mel Kiper talking about West Coast, saying that his blocking is inconsistent?
Mel Kiper's a chode.
I didn't watch ESPN. I watched the NFL Network.
I watched, when I watched it, I watched it with the sound off. Mel Kiper's a clown. What I was always most surprised about, what's that little nerdy guy from ESPN, John Clayton? You know he has a monster ponytail?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a Slayer fan, too.
I did not know that. That's one of the most interesting things to come from ESPN for me in years, is that John Clayton has a monster ponytail. I had no clue.
But let's talk about the big question mark.
Sills not getting drafted?
Sills not getting drafted.
I don't know. After about the fifth round, it really doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, but if you tell me that...
Was Edelman drafted?
He was a quarterback.
But if what about the white boy in the Vikings?
Thielen?
Yeah.
I think he was drafted late.
What about Wes Welker?
No, I don't think he was.
If you guys don't see what I'm doing,
yeah,
I'm going full on just white receivers right here and just comparing him to all of them because that's what they do at ESPN.
I know.
He has a high motor.
Yes.
Very high motor.
He's inexperienced, though.
Work ethic is through the roof. He was offered at the age of 13
right.
by...
I didn't know that.
Lane Kiffin.
How did you not know that? That's...
No, just...
Well, but they said, from the sound of things, the thing that really killed him and little Jordan Humphrey, but who didn't get drafted also, they're the same size. They pretty much had pretty identical combines. But their 40 time for wide receiver was bad.
Sills was like a 4-5, wasn't he? I don't know. It doesn't matter. He's going
to
go somewhere.
Now he gets to pick where he goes.
Yeah, he gets to pick the best situation for him. It's going to be an uphill climb anyway. I mean, that guy's dealt with a lot of adversity.
Maybe they put him in New England with Edelman.
I could see that.
He'll go to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh was high on him.
Nobody wants to.
Not that high. They didn't draft him.
I know they didn't
draft
him.
Nobody wants to go to Pittsburgh.
I'd go to Pittsburgh.
That's a whole...
Look here. Look here.
Didn't they just extend Ben?
They did better. They did a restructure of his deal 3 years to free up money for the draft.
Ugh. That guy should be locked up.
Hey, what quarterback did you all draft?
Hey, you should be courting him, Yost. He's
I would never be.
He's
a
free agent on the fan market.
Never.
Who are you looking at?
The Browns, because I'm a Beckham guy.
Everyone's rooting for the Browns, man.
Well, see, that's the problem. Somebody asked me today, and they were like, man, are you thinking about it? And I was like, here's the thing, though. If I do it, I look like a total fucking flake, and like I'm jumping the wagon. But I said, if you've ever known me, you know that
OBJ.
I'm very high on Baker Mayfield as well as Beckham.
And now both of them are there.
Yeah, and now they're both there. So it would make sense for me to go there because a lot of people hated Baker in college.
I did.
I didn't.
When
he planted
now.
The flag at midfield on Ohio State, it's one of the greatest things I've ever seen. When he grabbed his nuts at all those people. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I love shit like that. I'm a huge Manziel fan, too. So that it should come as no surprise that someone who does those outlandish things that he does that most people frown upon, I love that shit. Gets me fired up. So right now, I'm still in Big Blue Nation, but I have a foot in Cleveland. I have a toe in the Cuyahoga River.
I got bad news for you, buddy. The Giants, they're a train wreck. Normally the Jets are the joke of New York, but I think that the Giants are now.
Dolphins fans have made remarks to me.
Oh,
they're a joke. I wouldn't fuck with the Dolphins.
You shouldn't. They shouldn't be allowed to say anything.
That's one place I thought Greer might go, and then they traded for
Josh Rosen.
If a Dolphins fan approaches you after the day after your team's selection is made and says to you, "How about that pick?" and then laughs.
They have not had a good run of quarterbacks recently.
That's when you know.
Yeah, that was a bad
pick. There could be an issue. And there might be a problem on the horizon.
And what? Oh, David Long went to
the
Tennessee.
Titans.
And they were talking.
That's another guy, I think, once he gets in there and they get to watch him play, I mean, on tape, he's an animal.
He couldn't
and
have came
And he's undersized.
Back.
Like, if you do the measurables, you're going to be like, I'm not drafting this guy.
Yeah. And he even if he would have came back and played next year,
he reached his ceiling.
Yeah, it's probably not going to get any better than what it was. I mean, he's Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. It's probably not going to get any bigger than what it was for him.
No, he made the right decision.
Oh, I think so, too. Yeah. I mean,
now, if you would like to go from this into a guy who didn't make the right decision, Crum, you could probably take a break here if you want, and then we could come back and we could talk some basketball.
Yes.
We're not taking a break. This is the Saturday night special.
Rolling.
Yeah, we're going to keep rolling.
Yost didn't bring enough beers, it looks like. But a guy who I feel has not made the right decision is Sagabal Kanate. And it's also very, very shitty because now they have the rule in place that you can sign with an NCAA certified agent and you can go test the waters and you can go through the draft. And if you're not drafted, you can come back the day after the draft. So now we go from having 5 scholarships available, I believe it was, to you're looking at 4. Mm-hmm. 2 have been filled by McNeil and Taz.
Tasmanian Devil.
And there's a chance that the kid from Arkansas Little Rock, Rajon Tucker,
yeah,
could also still come back. But the problem is Kenyon Martin Jr.'s name is still out there. Hoggs is on the trail of another JUCO guy. And you've got 2 Scholies left if you hold one for Sags.
Sags isn't coming back.
Yeah.
But they say that he's signing with an NCAA certified guy so he can go through. I don't think he's coming back. And I tell you what.
He said goodbye on Instagram. I mean, it was.
Even if he wanted to come back,
I don't think Hugs
would
let him.
I would say no thanks.
I think Hugs cleaned house. And there's a reason why he didn't try to, you know, you didn't hear about him running Sags off with the other ones because he knew that he had already foot out the door when they didn't play him there in the tournament in that CBI. You know, it was obvious that Bob Huggins was like, hey, I appreciate everything you've done, but I'm not putting up with the prima donna stuff.
Yeah,
Huggs was also in town the other day, and
I think we would take him back, though.
I don't think he's coming.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's really
Shui
hard
Boy
to say.
And
the part of it that was – Huggs made a good point the other day when he was in town for that dinner, and he was talking. Somebody asked
him. Oh, did you go to that?
We went and interviewed him before, and he said, here's the problem. That new rule, I didn't have a vote on that. If I would have, I would have voted no, that's – if you go, you go, you can't come back. He said, because here's the thing. It's not fair to the other 12 guys on the team because if this guy's leaving to go to the draft, it's probably your best player. That's the people
right.
who usually try to jump.
Right.
He said, so there's now 11 other guys, 12 other guys who came here with the focus of one goal, and that's to win. And he said, now that scholarship, you have to hold it and see if he's going or coming back or what the deal is. He said, I think there should be a drop-dead date that you have to say yay or nay. He said, because right now, if you're out recruiting like we are, there's not a whole lot left out there anyway. So you got to get what you can get while you can, and making us wait till what's the draft, June 27th or some shit like that, making you wait till July.
And then you're scrambling.
Then you got to scramble and add one. He said it's not fair to the other 12 guys who are here and committed to this one goal of getting back to the tournament, playing in the tournament, trying to win a championship, to have to wait and see if this guy's coming back or not. It's not fair.
I agree with that.
I agree. I think Sags is gone. I mean, I think Sags checked out this season. Right. After the Pitt game. I mean, when you go to so many doctors, and you can't find a doctor until you finally find a doctor to tell you the diagnosis that you want.
It's almost like somebody hunting for a prescription.
Right.
You go and you go and you go until a doctor finally says, well, I mean,
it's possible.
Doesn't
that it
show anything that's wrong with you, but if you're feeling that way, go get you a prescription filled.
Mm-hmm.
So he got what he wanted. I don't know. I don't think it's going to help him with his draft stock.
It's going to hurt you because now you got to answer all those questions to what was up with that knee.
Yeah, and I said on our last show, Huggins said that McCabe played with the same injury.
Yeah.
And if that wasn't a little, I'm not saying a shot, but that was some interesting information.
You know, when I brought that up to somebody, they said to me, McCabe is young.
Hey, he wants to go play 82 games a year, man.
They said,
you know, that's what cracks me up.
That was really what was said to me. I said, well,
you think college is hard?
I said, Hugs said that McCabe played with the same injury that Sags had, and they said, yeah, McCabe's young, though. I said, Sags is at the same age as McCabe.
Maybe a year older,
yeah, eight months older. I said, you're out of your mind. I said, the guy just didn't want to play. He thought we were going to make the tournament. He could come back, have a big tournament, and then a big hoorah fest held for him, and then he rides that into a draft tryout.
Being the savior, our big men are fine.
Yeah. You know, I like Culver. I like Deuce. I like
Culver, Shwebe, and then Route can give you 6 or 8 minutes a game.
Route does good at coming in off the bench.
Yes.
Giving the breathers.
That's it.
And then coming back.
Yeah, he's a true
role
player.
I was also told his name is Shwebe.
Shwebe.
Holler at Shwebe.
Some guys I work with went to that tournament or that game he and Deuce McBride played in.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And they said
okay.
They asked. Somebody asked Oscar personally, how do you say your name? And he said, Shwebe.
Well, we've West Virginia that one up for him.
Well, Shwebe. But they've also said that he's been in interviews with Caridi and them on air, and they've said, how do you say it? Is it Shwebe, Shwebe? And he said, Shwebe's fine.
Okay.
So however you want to say it. I mean, I was just saying that's what
I'm just
going to
call him the Big O.
There you go. Settles it. End of discussion. He's the Big O. Or just O.
Because we've got – here's one reason I think Sags is leaving, and, you know, we don't want him back. Not that we don't want him back, but, you know, like,
I don't want him back.
I don't want
him
back.
If this team gets back to the NCAA tournament.
See, animated and hostile he just got with that. I don't want him back.
Well, I don't. I mean.
Look at the fiery hand motions here right now.
Getting Italian on you.
Yeah, this is.
He's nothing but drama. Nothing but drama.
Yeah.
You can go back because, I mean, it's bad enough. Hugs will talk around a player in an interview. But, I mean, with him, I mean, when he blatantly just goes, I don't know. You just want
to, you got to ask his brother.
Ask his brother. I mean, I don't know what he's going to do. I mean, it's about, I don't know. I mean, he blatantly said, I've got no control over him. His brother's running this show. No.
Get
with Bob Huggins, you don't run Huggy Bear.
No.
Huggy Bear, you buy into Huggy Bear's program, which Sagabaugh did until this year. Then, and I'm telling you, somebody is feeding his family money. I'm telling you right now, somebody's feeding his family money and telling his brother, here's what we need to do.
I think he'd be okay with going to play in Europe, too.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I don't think you can make a nice chunk of change over there.
I mean, I don't think it's an NBA or bust thing for him. I think he's okay to go play in Europe and get paid.
Yeah.
That's why I think he's just checked out.
All right. Fuck him. I want to talk about the team next year. I think if we get back to the NCAA tournament, it will be because of our guard play. Our guard play was severely lacking this year.
Something that Hugs said the other night as well when they were asking about the JUCO guys and why he gets them. He said, as you saw this year with what happened, we had some injuries and we had young guys who had to play. And he said the difference between a JUCO guy and a freshman, a lot of freshmen come in with the thought of, it's not my turn.
Right.
It's not my team yet. It's
or
not
the flip my side turn. Of that is, I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread.
And he said, let me tell you what's going to happen next year. He said, Taz and Sean McNeil have signed. He said, those guys, those JUCO guys come in here, and it's not my turn. I'm going to wait my turn. It's, I want your job.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
and he said, if nothing else, that's what you're going to have. You're going to have these guys who showed they can score. They showed they're intelligent players, and they can score, and they know what they're doing. And he said, they're going to come in here, and they're going to be ready, and they're not going to be in here thinking it's not my turn. They're coming in saying, I want my job.
Well,
and
that way
of
thinking.
This is my time now.
That way of thinking right there, look how McCabe improved once Beadle was done.
Well, that's what it – if nothing else, that way of thinking is going to either let you know that you have somebody who's ready to go to war and they're going to fight to get those minutes and it's going to make your team better, or you're going to have somebody who's going to lay down to the thought of competition and then they're going to find their way to the bench. They weed themselves out.
We need a two guard. There's no doubt about it. I mean, if you get a – you get McCabe – and you have Jermaine Haley, who's a weird hybrid kind of three guy. Then you have Culver and Schwiebe. If you plug a two guard in there that can shoot and score, that's a pretty damn good lineup.
What if Jermaine Haley develops a shot, a la John Flowers going into his senior year?
He could. And I tell you another guy who's going to be better.
Do you remember Flowers? Flowers was a non-scorer.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden,
Flowers turned into a guy who could hit it.
Right.
That was the Final Four team.
Yeah.
Chase Harler. We just mentioned Logan Rout. If Chase Harler gets to come off the bench and be a role player, don't you think that's what he's suited for?
I don't want to think about him at all.
Yeah, but if he's playing 10 minutes a game, that's not too bad. The fact that he had to start and was expected to be a two guard in the Big 12, I mean, wow. He scored, what, 4 points a game?
Let's also not forget – you guys brought up McCabe.
Well, we haven't mentioned Emmett Matthews.
Yep, that's what I was going to say. I'm really excited about
loved
that Emmett. Kid. I think he's got a pretty high ceiling on him.
And he proved
it. Oh, yeah.
He finally
– that's a guy who could, yeah.
Like started breaking through there near the end. I mean, you finally got to see what he really can do. But what we finally got to see was, you know, Hugs looking at these guys and saying, look, I don't care if you screw up. Go play. Okay. Go play.
I think we're going to press again this year.
Oh, I think too. Press Virginia's
man,
back.
Man, if we get Kenyon Martin Jr.'s son, put him on the front of that press.
I'm telling you, I think he's coming.
I think it's done. I mean,
I think it's a done deal.
Looking at what he had up as his Final Four, us, Vandy, UCLA, and
TCU.
Yeah, UCLA. He's pretty good friends with Sharif O'Neal, it seems. And Vandy is where Scottie Pippen Jr. is going, which he and Scottie Pippen Jr. are teammates currently at Sierra Canyon. But I just don't see how his dad's not in his ear saying, yeah, you're going to go play at West Virginia.
Well, Kenyon Martin, and I've said this on the show before, Kenyon Martin Sr. attributes, you know, him going to the NBA and not being
player
a
of the
thug.
Year.
Well, and not being a thug and in jail and – or dead to Bob Huggins. He'll tell you, Bob Huggins saved me, and Bob Huggins made me who I am.
And so, the knock on Junior is he can't shoot, but his dad couldn't shoot at Cincinnati either.
Right.
Well, Junior's 6'6", too. Kmart was 6'9".
Yeah.
But
maybe he hits a growth spurt.
I want an effort guy. And Kenyon Martin, if he does come to West Virginia, Kenyon Martin Jr., he knows if you don't play your ass off, you're out of there. And his dad.
You read the interview with Sherman?
Yeah.
With Taz?
Yeah. Oh, it was music to my ears.
Locked in. Y'all, you might have said that, huh?
Talking about, well, let's
what
do
you say?
Go.
Basically said, if you don't like hard coaching, you're soft.
Right.
And that's the kind of guy I want in West Virginia.
And the reason why that comes up is because, what was it, like 3/4 of the players polled in the NCAA said that they could not play for Bob Huggins because of his coaching style.
And Izzo and Calipari were in there, too.
I was going to say, if you look at the other two, take that with a grain of salt because that's bullshit.
That's fine. Go. Don't play for West Virginia. I don't fucking want you at West Virginia if you're scared of Bob Huggins.
And you know
go
what?
Go play for someone else.
And if you watch Bob Huggins, choose your ass. Eric Martin is a cleanup guy.
Yeah.
But when it's a time not to get your ass chewed and it's a coachable moment, he stands right there and talks to you. He's not yelling at you the whole time.
Just look at Javon Carter. Javon Carter came in very under the radar, bought in, did what he was supposed to do, listened to Huggins, and he's
NBA now. Carter.
Yeah,
Butler. Dax Miles. Yeah. Deshaun Butler. You know.
We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. Hopefully it's sooner than later. I think a lot of people forget that after we sucked in 2013, the next year, 2014, we weren't very good either. We went to the NIT. But I think with what we have coming
back.
That's
improvement.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. This year we went CBI, right. So we'll go CBI, NIT, NCAA.
Let's just erase that off the record.
Hey, we could have went to whatever that thing Marshall was in, the CBB.
Yeah, but.
And I know, heaven forbid, if some Marshall fans are listening to this, I know you all want it. Congratulations.
Hey, they got it last year in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
How'd that work out for them?
Big brother, whoop your ass.
But, hey, you got McNeil who can shoot, Sherman who's a scorer, one of the best JUCOs.
McCabe who finished on the high note now, yeah, coming in running the offense. I mean,
we'll be all right.
I know you guys talked about the 109 that Coastal Carolina threw up, but
that was pathetic. But that should be on the scoreboard all offseason.
Well, we all know Bob Huggins well enough.
I would put fucking 109 on the practice jerseys. That is absolutely unacceptable.
When you think about that, I know you guys mentioned some of the teams that came through, but you got to think like Iverson and those Georgetown teams and El Amin and Shabazz Napier and Mello. And like, this wasn't just, you know, trash-ass teams strolling through. And to let piddly-ass Coastal Carolina come in and own that record on you after some of the Notre Dame back when they had Troy Murphy and all those cats. I mean, that's really a disgusting thought to think Coastal Carolina.
Absolutely disgusting.
Because I was looking at something the other day and I was like, man, fucking Iverson and Georgetown. Oh my God, Iverson came through.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't hang 109. And then I was like, the round mound point guard Khalid El Amin and UConn with Rip and all those, they didn't hang 109. Jesus Christ.
Temple had some really good teams in the late 80s and early 90s.
Isn't that where Eric Snow went?
No, he went to Michigan State.
Snow?
Yeah. You're thinking of Eddie Jones, Aaron McKee.
That's who it was.
They had
McKee
a good dude named Dana
Snow.
Dingle. Yeah. I mean, they were number one in the country a couple times. I mean, they had really good teams. And to give it up to Coastal Carolina.
Eddie Jones was really good, too.
Eddie Jones was really good.
You know,
I don't
know,
man.
That's something we can do also during our break shows.
There's no break.
No.
It's a lose break.
Get,
and
you know
he's
we'll
just
get Billy
sitting over at his house, probably like just dish ragging his vinyl records to clean them and place them back into the cases and then stare at them. And
that's what I do with my Jordans.
Yeah, we can.
I mean, I got some that I'm about to start wearing some of mine.
But I'm thinking we can even get Billy on here some this summer.
I would like to hear what he has to say. I know
he's got the big.
Yeah, we got to catch up with him before the.
That's right, I was getting ready for that tournament.
What is that shit that he's playing in?
You think they give up 100? You think that team would give up 109?
I bet you he drinks 109 beers on a weekend. I bet you in Columbus he's doing some work at the R Bar right outside the arena. Hey, John, take over. I'm in the bag. And Flowers, player, coaches the team.
I think Billy needs to get us some tickets when you go up.
Well, I mean, you could probably get Billy on the phone right now. He might be at the Purple Cow. Though,
he might
DJ
be at the Purple Cow.
Might be where they're leading the karaoke charge. You never know. You never can tell where Billy's at.
Yeah, this off season could be interesting. We could have a lot of fun with what we can do.
This becomes a different show altogether. Count this as episode one.
Yeah, of off season.
We'll come up with a different name for this portion of it, and we'll just deliver it under
the
banner.
The Saturday Night Files. No,
we'll come up with something.
That is terrible. I don't know. We'll have
to brainstorm.
That was really bad. That was God. That was gross.
So, but to circle back around to baseball,
they're there.
I'm in.
Crum's a fan.
Crum's a fan. He's been there since the early days.
Crum remembers back in the day.
Since Chris Enox was throwing heat back in 95. I couldn't name two or three West. Jed Jericho and Chris Enoch. Those are the only two guys I know.
I was going to say Jericho was drafted pretty high.
Yeah. And he's still playing.
Chris Enoch.
I've just never met anybody that had anything good to say about Greg Van Zandt.
They had the dude last year that looked like Kenny Powers.
He did have looked like Kenny Powers. Yeah. But,
you don't go watch them when they play at Power Park?
I could tell you.
I've been there a couple times.
I had friends play for Van Zandt, and they transferred out. I think a couple of them came down and played for Cal. And
West Virginia State was better than WVU back then.
Oh, yeah.
Gray, I think, you know Justin.
Yeah, Jones. I know Gray.
I think Gray played for Van Zandt and came down and played at State for Cal.
Cal's a legend.
Yeah.
Cal Bailey Field. Cal's a good coach.
Cal is
not
a good
naming
coach.
Shit after Van Zandt.
No.
I'll tell you that right now.
He was probably ran out of town. He and Gino. Gino was driving the getaway car. Gino pulled the fucking Sadies up and had it running for Van Zandt to come out and throw his duffel bag in.
Kind of like Elvon Mays and Terrence Garvin.
Travis Garvin.
Or Travis Garvin.
They're out. Gino had the Sadies running and they're ready to book out of town.
Travis Garvin was a good dude.
He was a good dude.
Got mixed up in some stuff.
He had that Louis Vuitton cover over
the Burberry Cadillac.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He had one of the best plays ever, in my opinion. The 93-yarder against VT.
He was good.
Yeah.
He could play. Look, man, there's some people who get into some shit. But like I said, you can't judge them based off. You just got to respect what they do. I mean, if you're doing that with all of them, there's a lot of nasty motherfuckers playing professional sports.
Oh, yeah.
That are just living a very foul life.
Ray Lewis killed a guy.
Nah, I wouldn't say that.
He might have gotten rid of
some evidence.
Ray Carruth killed a guy.
Ray Carruth killed a woman. OJ killed two people.
Yeah, allegedly.
Fuck, who was the guy who killed two people with his car twice?
Oh,
drunk driving?
In Miami.
Dante Stallworth.
Yeah.
In a crosswalk.
Yeah, the worst.
And teams were still inquiring, like, is he available?
Well, he ended up signing with the Patriots after he hit the dude in Miami.
Well, I mean.
What do you get for that? Like a year?
Involuntary manslaughter? Well, I mean, he was drunk. Vehicular manslaughter? No, I mean, well, Kanawha County, I can tell you, probably get like home confinement, unsupervised probation, but.
So that's what it is for life?
Yeah. In Kanawha. No, I mean, you'd probably get 10 years.
So you get a year of home confinement and unsupervised pro for taking a life.
Yeah, no, I'm being a smart ass. 10 years. You'd probably get 10.
What's Crumb get for his bag of dank nugs? If he's caught life. With those.
No,
life.
I don't have any of those.
What's Crumb catch for a bag of kush? You just going to take it and then send him the other way?
Did you see Crumb's toes?
Yeah, I'm not going to bring it up. It's after he had his dank nugs. That's Crumb's bong being lit. And then he passes out, comes to, and his toenails are all painted and shit. You can't bring that up on him. He's got a daughter.
She likes to paint toenails. What can I say?
And he allows it.
We'll let her paint Durrett's.
Hopefully she's in bed.
No, she was still running around.
8 o'clock on a Saturday?
It's Why would 9 you o'clock, 8 o'clock on a Saturday?
The playoffs just started back.
Playoffs?
Ben Simmons is in there about to get over-physicaled by Kawhi Leonard in the Drake Dome.
I have not cared about the NBA this season, unfortunately.
Be a Knicks fan.
I was a Bulls guy.
Be a
I
Lakers
hate
fan.
The Knicks. Pat Riley and those guys out there just trying to hack
Starks.
Mike. Starks. Poor man's bad boys.
Starks.
Anthony Mason would beat the shit out of half that bad boys team. Let's just go ahead and cut through the shit right now.
Charles Oakley, I wouldn't fuck
Charles
him
Oakley either. And Anthony Mason would beat the brakes off Bill Laimbeer's ass, and they'd stomp fucking John Sally and Dennis Rodman, too. It'd be 3-on-2, and I'd take Oakley and Anthony Mason.
I'll take them against anybody.
And then give me Xavier McDaniel waiting for the tag to go 2-on-3 still? Shit. That Knicks team wasn't no fake bad boys. Them motherfuckers could brawl.
Couldn't beat Mike, though.
No, they couldn't.
No one could beat Mike.
Speaking of Mike, man, I can't wait for that 30 for 30 to come out.
It's going to be good. It gives you a reason to live, doesn't it?
Yes. What is it?
All right, hold on. Before we bring this thing home, Durrett has started watching Game of Thrones. What are your thoughts so far?
Much like Breaking Bad, I had to stop because the first two episodes were extremely slow and boring.
He waited until Khaleesi got naked, then he was like, I'm in.
To me. And with Breaking Bad, I stopped midway through the third episode, and then people who were fans of the show said, when did you stop watching? I said, midway through the third, and they were like, well, you stopped halfway too soon. If you would have made it through the third and started the fourth is where it really takes off.
Right.
So about a year later, I'm sitting at home bored, and I have my brother had the DVDs. I pop it in. I give it another shot, pick up where I left off, and I get to the fourth episode, and I was knocking those things out about four episodes a night. I would get home from work, and that's what I would do. Thrones, everyone talked about it.
You were a little turned off by the, like, D&D shit, the dragons.
Yeah,
and
everybody was talking
sorcery
about
sorcery, and
everybody I know watches it, and everybody I know generally, I mean, people who I'm really close with, you know, they tend to watch a lot of the same kind of TV and shit that I do. So I was like, man, if everybody's this into it, I got to be missing something, or I'm just not paying close enough attention. And I think a big part of what turned me off to it was there's so many fucking characters. There's just, it's when it starts.
You got to follow a lot of storyline.
There's such a huge array of people, and it's bouncing from family to family, and there's incest going on. There's the midget. There's just so many people, so many names, so many characters.
I like Tyrion Lannister.
I think you and Tyrion are kind of kindred spirits a little bit.
Well, I like the dude.
Yeah.
Like, now that I'm into it.
You're going to love him.
Now that I'm into it, he's classic. But I sat there the other night. I put the phone away from myself. And I sat there the other night, and I watched the first two episodes. And then I got into the third. And, man, it really got me hooked when they crowned that guy. They melted
Drago,
shit down and crowned that dude. I don't know his name other than to say Khaleesi's brother. I never really cared enough to get his name.
That's based on something that really happened.
And I was like, okay. And then, actually, I take that back. That was a point that was huge for me. But the point where I was like, oh, this shit might be legit is when the mountain lost his jousting match and then cut that motherfucking horse.
Did he he loses it to Loras, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Have you seen a lot of Loras?
Yes, I've realized that Loras likes to shave dudes.
That's not all he likes to do.
Well, I didn't really need to go into the rest of it, but
which is fine.
Yeah.
It's totally fine.
It's whatever you want to do, man. You're living your life, I'm living mine. When he hacked old boy, he hacked the horse in half, and then when the guy got crowned, I was like, okay, I could get into this. And I started watching them. I'd watch one or two a night. And it was a lot to follow. And the people I work with who I've talked to about it, they're like, yeah, it's a lot to follow, but that's going to dwindle.
Right. Like, as the season goes on, it starts to really narrow down.
But is it Tyrion? Tywin?
The dad?
No.
The midget?
Dinklage.
Oh, Tyrion.
Tyrion Lannister.
And then the dad is Tyrion.
Tywin
and Tyrion.
Yes.
Okay. The scene where he's in there and he asks for the person to go to combat for him, and the guy steps up, and then they're walking in the woods, and he says something to him, and he like expects the guy to call him my lord, and the guy's like, yeah, you're not my lord. You're nothing to me. I saved your life. And and he's like, well, okay, that's fine. And he's like, I don't even know why I should let you live. And he's like, because I'll give you more gold than you can ever spend, more wine than you could ever drink, and more whores than you will ever know what to do with.
Braun.
Yeah.
So if you ever do plan to kill me, that's what you'll be losing. So I'm better to you alive than I am dead. And it's just crazy the way, because everybody's all about violence, and then you see him in the one scene, and they're like, why do you read so much? And he's like, I'm half a man. I cannot go to war with you, but I can outthink you. Or I can outthink you.
Mm-hmm.
So I read and I get knowledge. And then when he does have to go to war and he's getting his troops rounded up and he gets kicked in the head by the horse. I lost it. When he got punted by the horse and he came to, he's like, did we win? The guy's like, wouldn't be having the conversation if we didn't win, sir. He's like, you are an awful warrior, by the way. He's like, And then his dad rolls up on him, and they're like, "You're damaged." And he was like, "Yes, I am. I was leading the battle." But yeah, I'm into it. And I, you know, like I said, it's like Breaking Bad. I didn't get on board right away. It took a few episodes, but I'm game. I wasn't a fan of how they did my boy Stark.
If you think that's bad,
yeah,
just keep watching.
Just wait.
Yeah. No one is safe, I will tell you that.
I'm not a huge fan of Stark's sons.
Like the Bastard and...
Snow I'm a fan of.
Okay.
Snow's all right.
The other ones.
Yeah, the other two. Robert and...
Theon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a huge fan of them. But at the same time, I think that Jaime Lannister dude is a huge tool. So well, I'm kind of hoping they take each other out. And then the little kid with the crown... Joffrey. Get him out of here.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, you're in for some good ones.
I envy you that you can that you're going to get to see all this shit for the first time.
Yeah.
We rewatched it, and there's just so much stuff. It's fun to go back and rewatch it, but yeah, it's the best TV show ever made, in my opinion.
I thought they put, like, one of the directors put out this list of, like, 21 episodes you should watch before you started the final season.
Right.
I was going to do that.
No.
And here's the thing. I talked to a dude I work with. I was like, man, I think I'm going to do this 21-episode thing. And he was like, here's what's going to happen if you do that. You're going to watch, like, four of those, and then you're going to be like, shit, I need to just go from front.
Because it's still not going to follow the story. Yeah, you're still going to lose character.
Yeah, and he was like, you're going to do that, and you're going to get through like four or five of them, and then you're going to be like, man, this show's really cool, and I wish I would have watched them all, and then you're just going to go start it all again. He's like, so just knock them down.
Yeah.
And the only problem is they're like an hour and 10 minutes each, so it takes a little
most
time.
Of them are
but I've been told this Sunday is supposedly the one with the biggest fight scene
it
ever
is.
Filmed.
Yeah, but do not watch it.
I'm not going to.
Yeah, work your
I don't
way
watch
through.
Them. Yeah, I don't watch them. I'm not
Stay
watching
Stay off
out of order.
Social media.
Yeah, I don't watch them out of order or anything like that. Okay. I've been on it. That's probably what I'm going to do when we leave here. I'll go home, fire up a nice I got a nice
Doobie.
Cigar waiting. Oh. I don't have any – I can't do any bubble kush or no nugs if I drive a company car, so can't be lighting that pipe. Like to. Can't do it, though. I mean, you know, I'll let you guys do that for me. I know you sheriffs confiscate all the weed and supposedly take it to evidence.
Yeah, I've never smoked in my life.
All right, you guys want to wrap this up?
But yeah, I'm going to go home tonight and watch it, and I'll keep you guys updated.
Yeah,
you on here. I'll keep you two updated. In the
yeah, keep us updated.
Keep us updated.
I'm flowing.
And well, guys, I mean, get ready for some more summer episodes. I mean,
yeah, this is the summer vacation.
That's what we'll call it.
Summer vacation.
304 vacation.
304
yeah.
vacation. There you go. It's like the movie with Mark Harmon. Do you all ever see that one? Summer School?
Yes.
That's a fucking classic.
Summer Rental might be one of the most
is that,
underrated.
That with
That's,
Candy?
Yeah, I like Summer Rental.
Anything with Candy in it is great.
Who's Harry Crumb is also just
That's a good one.
Top-notch film.
Uncle Buck.
Oh. They're supposedly...
The Great Outdoors.
They're supposedly remaking that.
Really?
Come just up with your own shit.
Because they're running out of ideas.
But
yeah.
But they're going to do it with a twit. Kevin Hart is going to star.
Oh, okay. I'm on board. I'm a Kevin Hart
I'm
fan.
Not.
Have you watched his new stand-up?
Yes, just watched it the other night.
Not his best, but still pretty funny.
It was still funny. Talk about sex. The spit on his wife's forehead. And she was like,
yeah.
He talked about watching porn. He said, I was watching this porn. He goes, and this guy's giving it to her. And then all of a sudden, he just spits on her forehead. He goes, she's, and has this biggest orgasm. He goes, so I'm sitting here, and I'm doing it with my wife. He said, I'm going. He said, and it's going through my head. And he said, I'm kind of having a fight with myself. He said, and I had like two angels on my shoulder. He said, one was Kevin and a sweater and khakis. And he's going, Kevin, don't do that. That's a bad idea. He said, and then I had bad Kevin over here in leather pants and fishnet shirt going, do it. He said, so finally I listened to bad Kevin. Spit on my wife's forehead. She was like, what the? And started losing it on me. Oh, you've got to watch it. I mean, it's.
That sounds pretty good.
His best joke of the thing was the gun room or the gun compartment.
That was good, too.
That was good.
But the very last one about being with Seal in the ski slope.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's
what?
Not.
What?
You also have to remember that he's not, much like Eddie Murphy, he's not Kevin Hart that started with, like, seriously funny and I'm a grown little man and shit. He's Kevin Hart now that is widely popular and, like, children of all ages are watching. So he's still kind of, but it's not like Eddie Murphy. You know, Eddie Murphy's role is one of the greatest stand-ups ever done. And Kevin Hart, it's still funny, but it's not great. If you guys haven't watched The Highwayman on Netflix, get a hold of that.
The Highwayman's great.
I've heard it's good.
Yes.
I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah, it's solid. But what do you think? I mean, I figure we do one of these every other week, once a week.
If the baseball team keeps rolling.
Yeah.
May 11th, I'll be out of town. I'm going to Columbus.
We might have to go.
I've been dying to do baseball on the podcast.
That's what you were about to say.
I've been a fan for so long.
I thought you were about to say you've been dying to go to Columbus. I was going to say, you can go with us on the 11th for Margarita Fest.
Ooh.
I don't have any
road
more
trip,
those.
Gentlemen.
Hey, Section 304 Vacation live from.
Hey, they got Gresso's up there. We can go there and bump some wings. That's a Mountaineer bar.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that's a.
It's a very good establishment.
Quite a good spot for Mountaineer fans.
It is. I went there on New Year's Eve, and the owner gave me a microphone, and I got to do some karaoke-style shit. We had a good time.
Did you dance on the bar?
No, I didn't dance on the bar. I had to run in with a gentleman whose house is near Gresso's. I threw my empty cup into his yard, and he had some issue with it, and apparently I had issue back. So there was no fisticuffs traded, but I was loaded into an Uber and escorted away. Gino brought the car around. Gino bought the Sadies around. Told me to jump in. Get in. I heard you boo me that one game. Get in, dumbass. Mountaineers, stick together. Yeah, we sped off.
Once a Mountaineer, always a Mountaineer, right?
There you go. Yeah. We love you, Gino. All right, boys.
Well, I'm happy Saturday
wrap this
night.
Thing up.
It's a good day to be a Mountaineer wherever you may be as we take a series over Texas, horns down. Fuck you, Texas. We beat you in every sport there is.
Tied a record for guys getting drafted today, too.
Yeah.
I was hoping Sills would get picked up at the end of the seventh round.
Maybe Sills gets signed unrestricted free agent.
Sills
too.
Will be all right.
Your Pittsburgh Steelers.
Hey.
Both you guys Steelers fans?
No, I'm a Bronco fan.
Oh, yeah.
This right here.
Paxton Lynch and Daniel Jones, brothers.
Sills going undrafted, I've got to agree with Lou. Maybe the best thing because – now he's going to go in with a bigger chip on his shoulder saying, now you doubt me?
Unless he signs the big blue.
Well,
big
and then
blue.
He might turn down that contract, say, does anyone else have anything?
If he goes to Big Blue Nation. Big Blue Nation's
me
got
of the
some
Dice,
wideouts.
Dice Clay bit. Little boy blue. He needed the money.
Hickory dickory dock.
Yeah.
Big blue. All right, we're out of here.
Man, look at that fucking sunburn I got.
You got toast.